163 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jane Nelson. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about Aristotle ethics. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Okay, let's get to it. The original Socratic questioning of ethics began, at least in part, with sophism, which was a popular style of education and speech at the time. Aristotle's ethics or character research is based on the idea that people achieve happiness and well-being, a being that can only be achieved by cultivating a good character and respecting others who look at themselves. Aristotle's philosophy is sometimes called character-based ethics versus later ethical theories. Some scholars believe that there is a strong connection between Aristotle and his philosophy and the philosophy of philosophy in general and the ethics of Aristotle. Of course, one can find an important discussion of this phenomenon in Plato's work, but it is not unified or merged as in Aristotle's ethical writings. The Platonic Republic, for example, does not treat ethics as an independent subject, but rather offers a comprehensive analysis of the relationship between ethics and character research in general and the ethics of Aristotle. In Ethics Nicomachoi, Aristotle applies the same patient, careful, and descriptive approach in his investigation of moral philosophy. Here he discusses the conditions under which moral responsibility can be attributed to individual actors, the virtues and vices associated with moral evaluation, and the importance of achieving happiness in human life. The most important ideas Aristotle has in mind are that there is no good or bad person, but that we are all good people and that we must resolve differences in order to benefit from ethical issues. Aristotle says that in order to understand what makes a person happy, we first have to understand what makes a community happy. The central question for Aristotle is the view that every single person is a good person and that he or she is the best person. According to Nicomachean ethics, a person who considers happiness good is not the same person as another, and vice versa. Therefore, Nicomachean ethics examines the role of the human spirit in achieving true happiness. Through this study, Aristotle hoped to unravel the secret of what he considered the ultimate good and what was considered true happiness. Aristotle's philosophy can be compared to modern society by judging whether people are really happy today. Aristotle's ethics were written to explore and understand what it means to achieve ultimate happiness. In Nicomachean ethics, Aristotle has found that human virtue and the habits of those around it play a key role in how a person defines happiness, and his master virtue of phrasing, which combines ethics and action so that people can live well and be happy, is often seen as the key to effective leadership. Aristotle's investigation of the phrenetic connection between Aristotle's philosophy and his own life shows the importance of this connection for the development of his understanding of human nature and the human condition. For Aristotle, doing the right thing depends in part on seeing and appreciating the beautiful things, and that means the effect. Aristotle considered the understanding of the meaning and meaning of words, meaning in the sense of their meaning, as a necessary condition for moral virtue. To grasp the truth and distinguish between just and just ends with the mention of a minor, sometimes loosely translated with caution, phrasing is one of Aristotle's intellectual virtues, which falls under the category of practical wisdom and includes not only moral virtue but also intellectual virtue. Aristotle is today concerned with both moral and intellectual virtue, and the only thing that remains is the description of the other important character of human nature, which is not virtue itself, the contemplative virtue, the most sublime in which it is required but not required to be morally virtuous, plays a major role, as does the necessary practical wisdom. In the sixth book of Nicomachean Ethics, we are told that a person of phrasing is one who weighs up for the purpose of the good life and well-being and is able to find the correct representation of the means of moral virtue in any given situation. Therefore, phronesis is a decision that promotes eudaimony at the level of the individual and at a level above the state, and not only in the form of an individual decision. This milestone focuses on understanding how Aristotle's philosophical work, Nicomachean Ethics, is compared to modern society. In the first section of this milestone, his central thesis of individual happiness is discussed in detail. In the second section, the milestone, we will understand his philosophy and then compare it with that of modern societies as described in Nicomachean's Ethics. And in the first part of the milestones, according to Aristotle, everyone in a society must possess only virtue in order to become truly a happy society. He believes that this is unattainable in modern societies, where individuals have only a virtuous quality, and will explain the reasons for this in the following. This is all for today, friends. My name is Jane and this was episode 163 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.